And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. Tomorrow I leave on a trip to Europe, where I will reaffirm the importance of our transatlantic relationship with our European friends and allies. Over the last several weeks, the world has witnessed momentous events, Palestinians voting for an end to violence, Ukrainians standing up for their democratic rights, Iraqis going to the polls in free elections. And in Europe, I will talk with leaders at NATO and the European Union about how we can work together to take advantage of the historic opportunities now before us. Leaders on both sides of the Atlantic understand that the hope for peace in the world, the hope for peace in the world, depends on the continued unity of every nation. We do not accept a false caricature that divides the Western world between the United States and the America and Europe are the pillars of the free world. We share the same belief in freedom and the rights of every individual, and we are working together across the globe to advance our common interests and common values. In Iraq, our shared commitment to free elections, our shared commitment to free elections, and the assassins of their most powerful assassins, their powerful weapons, the wishes and their claim to represent the wishes and aspirations of the Iraqi people. In these elections, the European Union provided vital technical assistance. NATO is helping to train the armed forces, the administrators of a new Iraq. Are also working together to advance the cause of peace in the Holy Land, where we share the same. The framers of our Constitution, the importance of the separation of power, the separation of power, the virtues of a free market. The local affiliates of European parent companies. I will work with our European partners to open markets and expand opportunities for businesses and workers and farmers, and to advance the Doha round of trade talks. I will make clear that one of my top priorities is to reduce the remaining European barriers to U.S. agricultural goods. Even the best of friends do not agree on everything. But at the dawn of the 21st century, the deepest values and interests of America and Europe are the same. Defeating terrorism, conquering poverty, expanding trade, and promoting peace. On both sides of the Atlantic, terrorist attacks on our cities and civilians have shown that freedom has dangerous enemies, and that the key to a lasting peace is the advance of human liberty. Today, security and justice and prosperity for our world depend on America and Europe working in common purpose. It makes our transatlantic ties as vital as they have ever been. And during my visit to Europe next week, I will discuss with our friends and allies how we can strengthen those ties to build a future of peace and freedom for our children.